Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So much going on, but the world of college football just keeps spinning. And who better to bring on to talk about the unprecedented chaos, I would say, than ESPN senior college football writer Adam Rittenberg. Adam, thanks for taking a couple minutes for us.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
You know, it's weird in that we just announced the college football playoff, and I don't feel like anyone is discussing it at all. It somehow has taken a backseat to the whatever soap opera you want to call this. Let's go with As the World Turns. Have you ever seen anything quite like the last, 2 weeks as far as this this coaching carousel?
Not really. You always try to prepare for, you know, jobs to open and what else could open. There's always a few surprises. But I think the thing is, this year has had, you know, two jobs that we thought could open that were big did open, which is USC and LSU. And then you've had some real surprises in terms of who they hired, you know, hiring, you know, the Notre Dame and the Oklahoma coach to fill those jobs. And then there's been, you know, like Washington was a surprise. You know, now Mario Cristobal leaving Oregon for Miami is a surprise. No one expected Miami necessarily to open this year. And so we've had like five or six of those. And so even like, jobs like Duke and Virginia that are open right now are getting no attention because these other ones are just, you know, so much wilder. And just the volume of the jobs and the names that are involved. You know, one thing that's sort of a misconception about the coaching carousel, as someone who's covered it for a while, is that a lot of schools that are Power Five schools hire Power Five head coaches. It doesn't happen that often. But this year it's happening at a historic rate, and that's why this cycle is so wild.
Yeah, I think I saw the little stat was 17 schools have reached a national championship this century. 11 of them have had coaching changes in the last 12 months. I mean, this just and a lot of them, like you said, being pulled from other places. I remember when Jimbo did it at Florida State, it was viewed as this, oh, my God, who would leave Florida State? And now it just kind of feels like with this influx of cash, anything goes. Miami just spent a program that historically does not have money and spend a bunch of money, basically spent $30 million to buy out their coach, buy out their new coach and his staff and bring him in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where you're seeing some financial, I don't know if anomaly is the right word, but there's some unusual things, just in the sense that like Michigan State agreed to a $95 million contract fully guaranteed with its coach. It's Michigan State, not Ohio State, not Michigan, Michigan State. Then you have Miami, like you said, historically a program that did not pay or really invest in its program. They won mainly because they were located in a great place and they did hire some great coaches, but now they're investing. You know, the total cost of transaction when all is said and done, when Mario hires his staff, is going to be, you know, well over $100 million, which is just crazy to think about for a school that again has not been a financial heavyweight, even though they've been at times an on-field heavyweight. So you're just seeing more money thrown around in the sport than ever before, which is great for coaches and their agents. But then you also have the flip side of it, where, you know, Manny Diaz was treated very poorly at the end. So you're going to have more and more of that. Notre Dame, you know, players were you know, felt like they were snubbed by their coach leaving, and thankfully they've kind of saved that situation with Marcus Freeman. But this seems to be more and more the norm, where, you know, nobody just seems to be staying put, and no school is just going to be patient. This is how it's going to be seemingly in the future.
Yeah, I felt bad for Manny Diaz for about 7 seconds, and then I realized, one, he gets $8 million to not work, and he did the same thing to Temple 3 years ago where he took the job and then went back on Temple. So it's hard to feel sympathy for anyone in this, honestly. I mean, there are those moments where you're like, well, he got treated very poorly, but chances are he did it to someone else, and you can feel bad that your school got poached. Like right now, I know a lot of Oregon fans are upset, but Oregon is probably currently trying to poach another Power Five. Like if I'm Oregon, I'm on the phone with Luke Fickell and saying, hey, when this thing's all said and done, you know, are you worth hanging around for? It just kind of feels that this is with NIL and now with the transfer portal, and with no having to sit out a year, I just feel like this is college football, whether we like it or not.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see if there are some adjustments. Whether the recruiting calendar is adjusted or schools just change their behavior. There's a lot of people who just feel like it's sort of recklessness at the time. I mean, you look at Miami. You know, they did all this without having an athletic director in place, a permanent one at least.
Yeah.
And so, who's really driving these decisions? It's not your sort of traditional athletic director. It's people that are on the outside. It's sometimes university administrators. And so it's a very wild, it's kind of hard to predict whether this will be the same every year or whether we'll look back in 5 years and say, man, do you remember that 2021 coaching carousel where your 35 jobs changed and 19 Power Five jobs changed, and say, wow, that was an outlier. So time will tell, but I think with the amount of money and the willingness of people that put up that money to enforce change and demand change, it's probably going to be more like this than the way it used to be.
We're talking to Adam Rittenberg, senior writer, ESPN. So if on a national scope, because I think it's easy to get in a bubble up here in Oregon, because we look at the Ducks, who've been very successful really over the last, two or three decades, unbelievable facilities, played for a couple national championships, haven't got over the hump. We all view this as an elite level job, but this is now two coaches in a row that have left for seemingly down programs in Florida State and Miami that are traditional powers, but not necessarily in the best position. Where does Oregon fit? When you look at this as a national writer, where does Oregon fit in the landscape of jobs in college football today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly a top 20 job, maybe top 15 job, but it has to be for the right person. And, it's a job that people at least recently have left, other than Mark Helfrich, who was fired. And he was a guy that viewed it as a dream job. And, you can certainly go back and ask, was that the right decision now, given the fact that they're now looking for their third head coach in 5 years. But I think, it's still a really, really good job. Like you mentioned, great resources, the unique and incredibly beneficial relationship with Phil Knight and the Nike company is something that's very attractive. I mean, I got an email from an Iowa State fan just now, demanding that I explain why Oregon's a more attractive job than Iowa State. It's really not that hard. But the reality is they've had some coaches leave. And, those coaches had unique situations because they were from the state of Florida. I think if I'm Rob Mullins, if anybody calls me and says they want the job and they're from Florida, you're eliminated. I'm just not hiring you. I think they need to bring in somebody who views this as a long-term destination, because it isn't healthy for a program to go through this amount of coaching change, especially when they're having success. It's not like Oregon is a bottom tier program that went 3-9 this year. They were in the Pac-12 championship game. They were in the top four most of the season, position for the college football playoff. They beat freaking Ohio State. So they need to go out and get somebody and maybe sacrifice a little bit of the sizzle and the press conference and the initial enthusiasm and find someone who really wants to be there, not just for a year or two and bounce, but for, 5, 7, 10, however many years to really provide the type of stability to get this, because this program is not far away. As they're recruiting really well, and they may have their best team since the 2014 team next year. And so this is a very attractive job for a lot of coaches.
Yeah. I'd go make Dave Aranda tell me no. I'd go bring in $8 million and be like, hey, I know it's not Miami, but it's a hell of a lot better than Waco. What do you say? You mentioned that maybe things changing in, if people wanted to in the world of college football, whether it's, changing, you know, the recruiting deadlines or putting some structure in place, some safeguards, because I do think with fans, I think you're turning off a lot of fans with this. But it's also there's no centralized government in the world of college football. And so is there any real motivation for these schools? Because it's right now it's the wild, wild west. Is there any motivation for them to do this? Can they see a problem coming down the road and maybe try to get together as a group and collectively address this?
Yeah, I'm laughing not at your question, but the phrase "get together as a group" and that just doesn't happen.
No,
in this, it's different than yeah. Someone's brought up the whole NFL policy, how you can't talk to another team's coach until after the season. Like that would never happen in college sports. Like you'd have to have too many people that have competing agendas, and you have these boosters that are motivating it. Like they never agree to just not do that. So I am curious. I do think the one thing that could maybe improve a situation is just to change the recruiting calendar to maybe just a signing period when anyone wants to sign, and then allowing players to get out of their NLIs if their coaches leave. I do think the fact that everything in recruiting is really reaching a critical period here in a few weeks has certainly motivated schools to make changes earlier, and then also to hire their new coaches. I mean, usually we don't have as many hirings by December 6th as we have right now. We usually have a number of openings, but at least in years past, those jobs would be filled a little bit later in the month, and then some would be filled in January. We could still have that, but it seems like even though this has been a wild coaching cycle, by the middle of this week to the end of this week, you could have most of these jobs filled, and at least the head coaching part of the carousel would be over.
Yeah, with a lot of these guys getting 10 years and $80 and $90 million, just, you know, and not national championship guys either. Just, you know, the Mel Tuckers and Mario Cristobals of the world who are good coaches that are now basically signing compensation packages worth, you know, upwards, like I said, of $80 to $90 million. It's just crazy how quickly this went from, I'm not going to say that it was ever non-professional, but just how quickly it caught up with the NFL.
No doubt. I mean, I was talking with an agent who represents a lot of NFL coaches yesterday, and he's getting messages from his clients all the time about, hey, let's talk about college. I mean, they're seeing these contracts, and yeah, they may not want to recruit, and the NFL has some lifestyle advantages that you don't have in college. But that money is there, and that money in some cases is higher than you're going to get in the NFL, certainly to be a college head coach. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see if you see more NFL head coaches or assistant coaches, rather, you know, showing some interest in these college jobs. But kind of going back to your previous question, it's difficult because of the timing. So many college jobs really need to be filled, you know, well before the end of the NFL season. And the way a lot of the NFL coach contracts are structured is that you can't leave until the end of the season. So it's going to be interesting to see, if there's some crossover there, or also if the NFL does come after some of these college coaches, and then that'll create kind of another wave of the carousel. A lot of people have told me that, hey, this first wave or two has been crazy, but there could still be a third or fourth wave.
Jeez. And the one thing that we do know is don't bet against Nick Saban, because he's got one of his worst offensive lines, a receiving core that's nowhere near what he's used to, a non-NFL running back for the first time in a decade, and supposedly a weak defense, and they just blew out the undisputed number one team in the country. Shame on us for making Alabama an underdog.
No doubt. Yeah, after the SEC title game, I sent a text message to one of their assistants just with death, taxes, Saban, and he texted back a goat symbol because – you know, he is. It's amazing. It kind of worked out perfect for him and Alabama to be doubted so much going into that Georgia game. And shame on us. We should know better by now to ever doubt what he's able to do in big game situations, especially against his former assistants. I know Jimbo Fisher finally got him earlier this year, but this is certainly not the team that they were last year. Now their quarterback, Bryce Young, is playing at a level that might even be better than Mac Jones, because he doesn't have the weapons around him that Mac had on the 2020 team. But other than that, Alabama's great, very good, but I wouldn't say elite on defense. They're certainly not elite at the line of scrimmage, as you mentioned, and yet they're still two wins away from repeating as national champion. And most people now are picking them to repeat as national champion.
You said it best. Death, taxes, and Saban. He's Adam Rittenberg. You can find him, senior writer, ESPN. Really appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.